You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Strength, honor, distance.
You will never get
yes.
to me. What can be done after myself?
All right, here we go.
What's wrong, what's wrong?
Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah. I'm here. My favorite song ever. This is my I don't even know, so I can't name a song that other people like, but this is that for me.
Chris Tinkle. We got Dan Soda.
Don't adjust your dials. This isn't hammer fisting. This is You Know What, Dude.
Yeah, we got fucking Kelly Festuca on a special episode edition of You Know What, Dude.
Face is fear in front of me.
That's right, UFC 148, and we got a UFC on Fuel tonight. And we are here to talk about it. I was fucking live.
So you wanna be an ultimate fighter?
This is a special edition. We're going to release two this week, two on Monday. And I had to do this. I had to have the boys from Hammer Fisting come over. Yeah! How you love it, don't you?
Like, I don't have any fights following it. I just want to punch Lewis right now.
I know.
That song gets me.
That song.
I'll do it.
It gets you amped?
Yeah.
Tinkle?
Yes.
Chris Tinkle.
Tinkle really does have irritated truck stop face.
Jesus Christ.
What does that mean?
That's so sweet.
Looks like you'd pick a fight at a truck stop.
Either that or suck a dick for a nickel.
Whoa! I was trying to be mad, but I'm like, he's on the money.
So anyways, this is a special edition. You guys have been asking us to do two a week. We do when we can, but I had to do this. I had to get the boys from hammerfisting.com we had to come here on Monday night. I went to UFC 148
in Las Vegas.
Sonnen versus
Silva.
Tijanada. And it was a fucking amazing, dude. I got a lot of stories. I got a lot of crazy shit. We're going to talk about the fights. We got a lot of questions from the fans. We put out there on Twitter and Facebook. I haven't even looked at the Facebook yet. And there's a fight tonight. You want to tell them about the fight tonight? What's going on with the...
Tonight, Mark Munoz is fighting. Mark Munoz, who sounds like a spick, but he's actually...
Whoa! Christ. You know, this is the You Know What, dude.
What? A Luis J. Gomez. I can say spick all I want.
You know, look, Daniel Tosh is in a lot of trouble right now. I don't need that, okay? I don't need
it. Can I just show you the time? That's 50 seconds in. 50 seconds in, we already get a spick.
What? You can't say spit. You're not allowed to do that, all right?
You know what's funny is if you joined the podcast as she started talking, you just think it was pure racism.
Well, who would fast forward 56 seconds and then start playing? It's not live, Dan.
Maybe they don't have good internet.
Internet?
It's a good internet.
Yeah,
that is good internet. Is good internet.
Soder trying to save words.
Guys, listen.
He saw a thousand words with Eddie Murphy. There's a tree dying somewhere.
Yeah,
are you?
It's an already dead tree.
Eat your fucking pizza, you mush mouth.
In some field in Colorado.
Is that your new character? Get food in my mouth.
I don't like you mocking the mentally disabled.
Wait, you gotta do Kelly with pizza in your mouth. That's the real fat Kelly.
I can't even talk when I was meat and cheeses.
I love that she only eats meat, cheese, and sausages.
I'm just meat and cheeses.
Did you like that picture I sent you with my dad making homemade sausages?
Oh yeah, I did.
You talk about how hot her sister is.
I texted her back.
I got it.
I want to fuck your sister on the sausage bed that your father was making.
Kelly's sister is hot.
Really?
Oh yeah, she's hot. You should let him try.
Let me see a picture.
Yeah, I see a photo.
Hey, I've never heard that before. That she's the hotter older sister.
Oh,
but
totally.
Thanks for making me feel like Marsha
Brady. Oh, she's older than you. She must be really old. Holy shit!
What'd you want?
Get the Vegemite. I want Lewis to try the Vegemite.
Lewis, you never tried Vegemite?
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
It's awesome.
It's right there on the door, isn't it? I think it's on the door.
It's like fucking ball sweat.
First of all,
get the Vegemite from him.
Jerk off in a bottle on the last episode? And now you're trying to pass it off as...
Kelly, try a little bit. Kelly, watch. Kelly will have something.
Kelly loves Dan Seaman. We know that.
Look. Kelly, this is Australian. This is from Australia. and it's called Vegemite, and they eat it on toast with butter. Like, it's their morning fucking thing. It's unbelievable.
You'll see.
Is it vegetables?
It's vegetables.
It's awful, dude.
It's like, no, it's not
it's
awful.
It's like a spread for toast and stuff.
It's not awful.
I mean, not to...
It's not awful. Just you gotta suck it down, dude.
Is this poop?
No, it's not poop. She just ate it.
Put your hand up.
No, I've already had something before. Oh,
Vegemite.
It's like watching a baby eat a lemon.
It's like fucking kangaroo ball sweat. It is.
What the fuck did you have me just put in my mouth?
It's Vegemite. Oh. That's what Australians eat for breakfast. Is it disgusting?
No, I think someone just farted.
The fuck are you making me
eat?
It's terrible, right?
Are you kidding me?
Get that fucking Puerto Rican a slice of pizza.
Why
would you put that in my fucking mouth?
Dude, and they all eat it.
That's great.
Yeah, they eat it. They put it on toast,
I'll
butter.
Put it on my pizza. That's great.
Oh, she sucks. I just wanted to prove to you how crappy Australian people are.
Put it on my dick and make Kelly eat it.
Whoa.
Yeah, you heard me.
Wow.
You heard me.
I heard you. So anyways, let's get into this. This is a special edition UFC 148 MMA podcast we're doing. We got the guys in the house that know. Kelly knows nothing about it.
Me.
Unfortunately, but
I like it though.
I mean, what do you, Lewis?
You almost just sound Southern, like you're just some chick hanging out at a roller rink looking
I
for
like
fish.
It.
Hello. Well, I love hanging out with the boys.
By the way, your fucking your American accent. You tried to do a Southern accent just now, and that was just your normal American accent.
Yeah, I want you to work on another accent. I want a Brooklyn girl accent.
Brooklyn.
And I want a country girl accent out of you. I want that that fucking Fargo shit you do. I don't want it.
People love me for
it. I don't know. That's people, and that's singular. It's not people.
Person likes you for it.
Yeah. One guy, and his name is Evan. Listen.
Some dude.
I'm kidding. Evan, we love you. That was a guy stalking Kelly for a minute. All right, so listen, guys. Check it out. We got UFC 148. You watched it at your house in your robe.
Yeah, no, dude. I don't remember. I had a whole fucking party.
How many people?
Barbecue and
how
all that. Like seven. Where? Like seven.
Seven people.
Man. In a small
In my tiny, tiny fucking apartment. Dan Soder wouldn't come. He ignored my fucking text messages.
No, I didn't. I texted you back and I'll show you
I was
the
barbecuing
text messages.
All fucking day. I'm talking about burgers, hot dogs, fucking chicken. Me and Tinkle bought a bunch of food. Slaving over the girls. 100-degree weather in the backyard. Yeah. Started drinking hard liquor at 3 o'clock.
That's
I fell asleep. There's 75% of the event I was sleeping.
Really?
You had a pie.
You didn't see the main event?
No, I saw the main event.
They woke you up?
Did you see the photo of him?
No.
Oh, there's a photo.
Show me. Give me the photo, Kelly.
Dude, I had like alcohol poisoning. It was brutal, dude.
Was it on whose Facebook was it on?
Well, here's the thing that we all have to fucking agree on is that, first of all, that Bob Kelly... Come on.
Dude, that was the highlight of our fucking day.
Oh, dude.
This is when you turn into a fucking a boy. This is when you know you're not actually a fucking, you're not a real entertainer. Yeah. You're not a real, like, you're not on your way to being a celebrity.
Yeah.
Because I turn into a giddy little fucking boy when Dana White said Lewis, when he said Lewis.
Yeah,
just the word Lewis.
Let's play it.
I played it on Hammer Fist. I'm going to play it.
Yeah, well, that's good because now we're on, you know what, dude.
Show the people
fucking
listen
moron.
To.
Hang on. You guys, if you want to hear it, go to Hammer Fisting and hear it.
Or
there.
Just hear it right now.
Set it up. Dana White, who's a
there
president
we go. Shut
of the
up,
UFC,
shut
just
up.
In case they don't know. Set it up.
Fuck.
He's a president of the UFC. He fucking, Bobby Kelly decided to fucking get him to deliver me and Hammer Fisting a personalized message.
Let me
camera.
Set it up because you weren't there and it was me who did it. So how's that? You just know.
I think Bobby takes the floor.
Yeah, I think secondhand knowledge is fucking not as good as firsthand. First of all, UFC, Reed Harris is the fucking man. He was running the whole expo, okay? And Jim Byrne is the PR guy for UFC. Dana White, everybody in the UFC organization, all the fighters, everybody behind the scenes, they're the fucking coolest people in the world. Not only did they give us tickets, okay, second row.
That's crazy.
Right behind Rogan and Goldie. That's where our seats were. Second row. Fucking row.
Did Rogan say what's up?
Yeah, he fucking looked over behind the camera, was smiling. You know, he did that Rogan face, with that like excited. Fuck, yeah. It's gotta be good, kid. You know what I mean? And yeah. I just smiled like a little girl, like. But dude, not only did they hook us up, they gave us all access pass to the expo.
Yeah.
Which means we get to go in the green room, the VIP green room, which is in the back, way in the back. You don't even know it's there, and it's just a room that they set up. Every fighter in existence was... I walk in, Junior Dos Santos is eating a sandwich. Pat Barry bumps me on the way in.
Pat Barry's eating two sandwiches.
Right? No, he's in fucking shape.
Was Don Fry there?
No, not everyone in existence. I'll take that back.
I am a big Predator fan.
Was the Iron Sheik there?
Everyone. That's a wrestler.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. You said everyone in existence.
No, I said every fighter in existence.
I think he's a fighter. Anyway.
Anyways. Don't anyways me. You fucked up. Own it, you fucking shitty tattoo dude. I was gonna, and I don't do that anymore. Anyways.
Poor Lou Dog.
Fucking unbelievable. Dude, everybody walks in. Cruz walks in. Vanderlei walks in. Every
Vanderlei fight. Silva?
Dude, Vanderlei walked in.
Vanderlei Johnson. Who the fuck else, you idiot? You gotta listen to Soder's Vanderlei Silva impression, because after a surgery, it looks like a cat.
Oh, go ahead.
A bobcat.
Let me hear it. What's that? That's Vanderlei Silva?
Yes.
His dumb fucking cat face. He looks like Ron Perlman in Sleeping Beauty, the TV show.
Anyways, all of a sudden, I'm sitting in there. There's food. There's all kinds of shit. The guy, Jim Byrne, takes us over to the UFC merch booth. Get whatever you want.
Like a kid in a candy store. You got to pick anything?
Dude, I got a big UFC bag. Like a gorgeous duffel bag.
I would have just hit
I got this
Palmer.
Shirt. I got I got three part pride shirts. Black, this one, and a white one.
And rainbow striped.
Are you going to do jokes every 5 seconds?
Yeah, I thought it's a comedy podcast, Bob.
It is,
Kelly.
But you don't have to do them after everybody says something. You can actually talk stupid. Everybody says something, you're like, candy stripes, fucking blah, 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 blah. Slow down. Slow your roll. Make sure they're good. How's that? This, on your podcast, you just whip them out. On mine, they got to be good. How's that sound? They got to have be a standard, okay? Fucking asshole. Everything I say.
I would have grabbed an octagon.
Fucking idiot.
From the store.
So anyways, I'm in the back room. Everybody's coming. Now we're not going to talk. You really are like a fucking dope pincher.
I'm just waiting for the next joke. I swear to God.
Okay, good. So I walk in. Dana White walks in. It's fucking, I'm like, what? Yeah. And he walks right over to Jim Norton, because him and Jim are, hey, what's up, buddy? Hugs. Hey, and he doesn't know me as well, but he's like, hey, Robert, how you doing? And then I'm talking to him, getting my pictures. I go, can you please do me a favor? And I said, there's a friend of mine. He has a podcast on a network that I do. I'm on, and he's a big fan, huge fan of MMA. Fucking hammerfisting.com. His name is Luis Gomez. His friend, I mentioned your name too, but he didn't really acknowledge that.
That's a shock, really.
But I go, please just, I mean,
this, Chris Jinkle?
I go, this guy is home watching this right now, probably naked in his bathrobe, doing a podcast. He buys all the shows. He's a huge supporter of the sport and UFC. And this is what he did for me, for Luis, but for me. Ready?
is so great. Have you heard it yet?
You know what's really funny? Bobby Kelly, at the one point when he said, your friends are rich, yeah. Bobby Kelly pointed at himself and said, I'm not rich. Yeah. I thought he was going to say, I'm not your friend.
I know, I'm your friend. Unfortunately, that's all I do have. But that's what makes me rich.
I don't mean to disagree with Dana White, but technically Don Fry wasn't there. So every fighter in the universe, if you know me.
Well, here's the deal.
I love Don Fry.
I'm in the back room fucking... Jesus, Norton fucking nuts. He usually does the photo thing, goes crazy with it. That's his thing. Fucking photo. I need a photo. And, you know, I'll be like, you know, and get a photo with him. Who is he? He's Cruz. He's fucking, you know, he's a champion right now. So he's supposed to fight Uriah, but it didn't happen. Blah, blah. Okay. And he walks up and I get the photo from him. This time he went nuts with gloves. Somebody told him about fighting gloves, getting him signed and getting the photo. He had a fucking, it started out with one pair. Then it turned into fucking eight. Then it was 27.
What?
He had a glove in his back pocket at all times. He walked around with a glove. He has probably around 27 pairs of gloves signed by fucking everybody. I got one glove, a pride glove, signed by Chuck Liddell.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and I gave it to him. I gave it to Norton.
Oh, you gave it to Norton?
I did, because he fucking went nuts with gloves.
Yeah, but
dude.
You know about the history.
Pride glove signed by Liddell, I think you keep
that's
that.
That's pretty dope.
That's pretty dope, man. And that's Pride gloves are more expensive. Yeah. You can't. They're hard to find. You can't get real Pride gloves.
The blue Pride gloves.
Blue Pride gloves. So he has 25 gloves signed, UFC gloves, and then one blue Pride glove.
By the Iceman.
By the Iceman, yeah. God, the guy walked up to me in the back. He goes, dude, you get these gloves signed, I'll give you one. Because he wouldn't sign him for the other guys. But I've met Chuck with Norton. So, dude, everybody. It was fucking nuts.
Liddell was there? So Norton's like known by all the fighters. Though. Like they know who is from Opie and Anthony now.
Not all of them. Of course not. He got fucking blown off by Vanderlei Silva.
Yeah, because he
blew him off.
Yeah, Vanderlei was like, and then he peed on something.
Can you sign this pride glove for me, Vanderlei?
So, Vanderlei walks in and he's eating a sandwich, and I go,
that must have been the grossest thing to watch.
There's a photo of Norton just standing over Vanderlei while he's fucking eating, waiting, and he's going, yeah, he's eating, I'll ask him after. Like, but I'm like, he's right there, you fucking idiot. Yeah. Stop talking. He's going, yeah, he's right there, he's eating, we'll do it after. But he's like a foot away from him. Then he came in again and he just went, ugh, and he walked away.
Really?
And I have a photo of it. He posted it on his Instagram account. All these photos of him getting blown off by Greg Jackson.
Greg Jackson blew him off.
He's the nicest guy.
But Norton walks up. There's a little kid trying to get a photo. Norton walks up. He's like, wait one second, relax. He tries to cut. And it's just him standing there looking like a fucking serial killer while Greg Jackson is holding a little girl, like taking a photo. And there's dumb Norton.
It'd be better if Norton was like, I don't want your autograph, I want the little girls.
He actually did Chip TV while he was there. He put on a fucking hat.
That was really funny.
Oh, how funny. You want to hear?
So funny.
Dude, he did Chipper TV.
He's a retarded character. Like,
I know who Chip is. Where can I find it?
It's on, I think it's on the ONA channel. Okay. Sirius was fucking great. They hooked us up, man. Sirius, you know, paid for everything, got us there. UFC took over from there, gave us everything. Second row on the I was sitting near, who's that fucking dude from Miami? Miami Heat.
LeBron James?
LeBron James.
Do you have a struggle to find...
Yeah, I'm a Celtics fan.
Name.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
And you're making fun of Norton because he doesn't know who Dominic Cruz is? Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But he I feel able to yell at you about your jokes, and now they all suck. Now you're just fucking timid.
I only make 10% good jokes.
We know that. I just met you. I know you've been on the show before. You make 10% good jokes, and you have great gay stories, homo. But I didn't say homo. Like
you meant like, well, I don't know.
Anyways, we LeBron blew me off. Three hot chicks. You know, white chicks. Whoa. Takes photos. They're all like, can you take it? I'm like, sure, absolutely. They're right in front of us. And I go, hey, dude, you take photos with bald, fat, white guys? And he just looked me up and down and went, get the fuck out of here.
Did he really?
Swear
what
to God.
A fucking dick.
He's all, yeah. No, I don't, actually.
So now you know why I forgot his fucking name.
I would have called him
the
elbow right to his face.
He fucking beat the Celtics Eastern Conference Finals this fucking year. And he took Ray Allen.
You know, we were sitting in right behind? Chael's mom.
Oof.
Yeah.
That must have been awkward. Hey, did you teach your son that spinning back fist?
Oh, Jesus.
What a fucking klutz, dude. Just a
that was a stupid move.
Here we go.
I was fighting Anderson Silva, I would have kept pressing the double leg take. No, I don't fucking. Chael fought a hell of a. All right, sorry. We'll get into the fight.
We're getting into that right now. So do you really think that. I mean.
That was the dumbest move.
It's hard to say, it was a fucking dumb move, dude. I mean, he fell on his own, and then he got caught when he fell on his own accord.
A guy as dangerous as Anderson Silva, you don't throw a fucking kickboxing with Jean-Claude Van Damme move.
I don't know where that came from. I mean, has he done that before in other fights?
Never.
His stand-up has looked a lot better in recent years. But the truth is, it was a move of desperation. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like...
Even that early in the second?
He had been hit already in that fucking round.
I don't think it was desperation. I think it was a fucking instinctual, let me try this. Here's the thing. He doesn't fall and land... He landed... Jammed into the corner, okay, on his butt. Okay, he couldn't really get out fast enough. He fell on his side. He could have rolled. Anything else, he could have maybe got out of it. He fell butt back into the cage and then looked, and Anderson was right.
Yeah.
Anderson, if you look at him, he's like, what the fuck do I do? It was like, oh, my God, this is like a meatball was thrown in the air.
Oh, dude, yeah, it was a perfect, like he was sitting there. It was like a ball on a tee. He's fucking, all he had to do was, like, kick him.
Chael's eyes, when he looks up at Anderson, looks like a kid about to get beat by his stepdad. Like, he's just like,
It's like, dude, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had this fight.
And he had such a good first round.
He had a great first round. He fucked up. He threw that thing. He fell in a... I mean, He fell back into the cage. I mean, it looked like he was stuck there. Like, and Anderson was right there. It all just happened. I think so if he doesn't throw that fucking spinning back fist, different fight.
What would have happened?
We would have went later into the fight.
Possibly. Oh, but listen, him getting down like he did in the first round, it's kind of, it was unsustainable. I truly believe that Anderson Silva was fucking injured.
You truly believe
that?
Okay, dude.
In the first fight, he was definitely
But you
injured.
Truly believe that?
I half truly believe that.
Robert? Okay, Lewis was wasted, and I don't think he really knows. What he's, so here's a photo of Lewis while the fight was going to happen. That's
no,
him.
That's before the Tito Ortiz
almost
fight.
Dying.
What the fuck did you do?
There's
dude?
An ice pack on his chest and one on his head.
Let me see.
His pregnant Jesus. Girlfriend had to help him.
Oh, my God.
Lewis, what did you...
Oh, she's getting the child aborted now after that night. It's over.
We're getting rid of so Lewis says
it's not your child.
Fight.
It's mine.
It's Bobby Kelly's. It's going to come out fat and bald no matter what, so I will never know.
But yeah, but we'll be successful.
good one.
Thanks, Lewis. Kelly.
What?
That looks awful.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, dude, I was covered in fucking sweat. Fuck. No, look, here's the thing, dude.
First of all, can I just stop everybody?
Jail Sonnen, listen to me. He wasn't fucking, he got that like, take.
Apparently
down.
Not.
No, what are you going to say?
I'm sorry. Just real quick. It has nothing to do with anything. I haven't had a carb in fucking weeks. I quit sugar. And I instead of cream, I've been doing soy milk. And now my wife just says, no more soy milk. It kills your fucking sperm. So that's good. I got nothing in life.
What?
Go ahead.
Does it lower your sperm count?
Yeah.
I thought it gives you cancer.
No. Well, well, at least you look on the upside, you fucking Puerto Rican. Go ahead.
It adds to estrogen.
Who blows their nose? What are you, 85?
What do you do when you
Who
fucking
blows their
nose
and puts it back in their pocket?
Yeah.
That's a bigger question. Yeah. That's what an 85-year-old man would do.
Yeah. What are you going to make your right. chick cry later? Here, just use this.
Hey, now don't worry about the middle.
All right, go ahead, man.
I don't know what I'm doing.
What are you saying?
Fucking Chael Sonnen, he fucking... He came out and he won that first round pretty handily. He didn't do any damage on the ground in that first round. And in all honesty, he wasn't getting this takedown in the second round. He was losing that second round. Let me tell you something. When Chael Sonnen...
Let me tell you something, brother.
When Chael Sonnen... When Anderson was throwing those fucking punches, he was throwing them with reckless abandon. And every time that Chael got hit, even though he was blocking, it fucking hurt, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no doubt about it. Chael Sonnen wasn't coming back and doing the same thing that he did
in
the first round.
I agree, but here's the deal. I think... Look, Anderson was going to win the fight. I really believe that, but I think if he fell in a weird fucking way and Anderson was just right there.
Well,
and
when how do you think it's weird, though, that he fell?
Because he missed the spinning back fist. That's like throwing a kick and slipping and falling and you're on the ground.
It was like he fell,
you know what I mean?
And he just got right up. He fell and he was like caught up against a cage.
Yeah.
Why did he throw the spinning back? You think he just threw it for the fucking sake of it?
No, because he
threw it
because
he was getting hit and he fucking thought he would be able to really catch him really quick because he wasn't fucking getting the takedown.
Mm-hmm.
And then he threw it. It was reckless to throw, but it was based off of like desperation. I'm telling you right now, he felt the fight getting away from him. Chael Sonnen's the only person really not complaining about the result of that fight.
Well, he's not going to complain because there's nothing that you fucked up.
Well, half his team is complaining.
Well, you fell, you got a knee, and look, the knee, I think, was absolutely legal.
It hit him in the chest.
What would have happened?
But it hit him in the face, too.
But what would have happened if it was a clear, illegal knee?
It would have been disqualification.
And he would have lost the title.
No, he wouldn't have.
Yeah, you lose the title off a DQ. Yes, you do.
Do you really?
Yes, you fucking do. This isn't pro wrestling.
That's what I was just going to say. Bobby was going.
Yeah, you're going pro wrestling.
So I think in boxing you don't.
Someone comes into the cage?
I think in boxing you don't.
I don't know.
No, what I'm saying, in boxing, I don't think you lose the title. If you get disqualified, it's a fuck you, null and void.
Listen,
African-Americans
don't have rules. I don't know what
Jesus
the rules
Christ.
They play
what
by.
Is this? I don't want a situation.
What situation is going to happen?
Let me ask you something.
Any black people think, do you know what? Listen, you know what, dude?
Yeah, we have a
yes, we do.
I had a black guy last week actually complain about you.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
abso-fucking-lutely.
I read the emails.
Swear to God.
What did that dirty...
No, don't.
Oh, boy.
Listen, dude, I'll fucking kick you off of everything.
Put the leash on
nervous.
Him. Pull him
Here's
back
the deal,
the
dude. Yeah, he was like, well, look, he's a comic, too. He goes, look, I don't care about race jokes as long as they're funny. There was some needless ones with Gino Bisconti, and I think you were on.
What comic said there was fucking needless race jokes?
He's a new guy.
Kyle Grooms?
No, not him.
Where's he at?
First of all, fucking lunatic.
Wait, is that a fight? Jesus.
I think. Are you drinking the Heinekens?
Yeah.
Those are for Dan only.
Thelonious Monk? Is it Thelonious Monk?
No.
It was Thelonious Monk.
No, it wasn't. Thelonious Monk is fine.
So wait, some fucking new comic is
some
complaining about
some fan of the
me?
Show.
Some no, hold on. Okay. No.
It's not even.
Listen,
it's not even
listen,
a New York guy.
Listen, this
it's
is
not even a New York guy.
Listen,
a fucking comic.
This isn't your fucking therapy session. This is about MMA. And yeah, somebody complained about you. Yep, that happens because you're a fucking aggressive asshole, racist, Puerto Rican that says rude shit. So deal with it.
That's the best drop ever, dude.
That's
not
the best drop for Hammer Fisting. Yeah.
There you go.
You better put that in the Hammer Fisting intro.
It's going to be on
Hammer Fisting.
I'm sick of you introing yourself. He's crazy. He's lunatic. It's you. I know it's you.
No, I wasn't talking about me, though. I'm talking about Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, but no, in your intro to your podcast.
I know. I'm talking about Chael Sonnen.
I know, but it sounds like you're talking about you.
He doesn't play by the rules.
Yeah, he doesn't play by the rules. Louis J. Gomez. It's you. You fucking idiot.
But I'm not describing
you. Change it.
You and your
change it. I want a new one.
We're making a new one.
Make it tomorrow.
Me and Rob Sprantz.
Oh, make it sooner. I'm going to call Rob. I'm sick of you talking about yourself in the third person.
He's a bad boy of podcasting.
That actually bugs me that some fucking comic actually complained about race jokes.
He said, look, dude, it doesn't matter. So he said that it was like, look, man, it was kind of fucking whatever. He didn't say, fuck you, don't do it anymore. He said that, you know, it was kind of like, whatever. It didn't make sense.
Why is some fucking comic giving you fucking feedback on your show?
Because that's what fans do, dummy.
No, comics can't be fans. You're either a comic or you're a fan.
That's not true. That's not true. You're a fan.
Of what?
Of fucking Joe Rogan's podcast.
I don't listen to other podcasts.
You don't?
I swear to God, I don't.
I told him you did.
No, he was going to have you on.
No,
he played by his own rules.
Apparently. So now you're not going on my own rules.
Shall I cancel the flight?
Hang on. Fuck you. Listen.
He's a loose cannon.
I want to ask you something.
Do you listen to nobody.
Do you think that he doesn't throw that fucking, hammer fist? The gayest thing in the world, hammer fist. And I love that. I didn't have to tell Dana that, too. He's like, hammer fisting, ugh. He's like, fucking, what is this? He thought I was actually playing some fucking weird move on him, too, like it was some gay thing. Anyways, I brought the podcast to a screeching halt. Do you think it changes? Everything changes if he doesn't throw that and just tries to take him down? Deals with the game plan?
Or do you believe what Lewis says? First of all, I don't listen to anything Lewis says.
Right.
And I also think that he was fucking in the fight. And I think he's made a stupid error and then... I think it would have been a whole different fight if he tried to throw that. But, I mean, who knows?
Maybe I think you're right.
Ronnie would have done the same thing.
I agree with you. Nobody.
You know who would have not thrown that spinning back fist?
Who?
Vanderlei Silva.
Don Fry.
Fuck Don Fry.
Hey.
Dude, he has so many voices.
He's the predator.
I was trying to figure out who he was going to do.
Oh, he has a stupid mustache.
You do not talk about Don Fry.
Where is he from? He was from Colorado, right?
Tucson, Arizona.
Arizona.
Even worse.
I worked at a Gold's Gym in college, and I was used to joke and talk to it while I was doing bench press. That's why I'm such a big fan.
All right, listen. What do you think about the other fights? What do you think about Tito and...
Snooze alert. No, I thought it was a good fight.
The actual fight wasn't anything to write home about. I had Tito winning the fight, but, you know, whatever. It was a super close fight. Forrest came out and
said... He's telling me you were asleep during the Tito-Forrest
fight. No, I was... First of all, I was asleep during the other fight. So those were the two fights that I fucking watched. And second of all, I watched that fight over again, you fucking prick. You're pissing me off right now, Tinkle.
He's talking to me.
Dude, it was so great. Dude, he was like in bed with an ice pack on his chest.
I had to go
in the bedroom and I go, Lewis, come on, dude. Fucking Tito's going to fight. He were him for Halloween. And that was me trying to wake him up.
I love the fact that, you know what, dude? You, sorry, I said it.
No,
what,
dude? When you say it, you're taking
your anger out from the dude's comments on fucking poor Tinkle.
I can't get over that fucking dude's comments.
Get
What's
over
his name?
It.
I'm going to fucking write him an email.
Give me his email. His name's Keith Robinson.
What? All right.
That wasn't the only one I got.
That dinosaur.
You got another one?
Yeah, I had a. This came through Christian Polanco, a little tech twink. Someone, a comic in New York, like, got him aside and was like, yeah, I didn't appreciate that and blah, blah. And Christian
about
was like,
what?
The way how people were talking to Christian, and Christian was like, dude, it was fine. I know the way the guys are with me and the way they shit on me.
Who the fuck is Christian Polanco?
He's a guy that does TikTok.
Fuck up your ass.
Yeah, what's wrong with you tonight?
There's nothing wrong with me. Who are these people that are complaining about fucking people busting balls and using
Christian
racist jokes?
Christian was saying that someone pulled him aside and was like...
Another comic?
Another comic was like, I didn't like the way they was talking to you. And Christian's like, well, you obviously don't know the room. You don't know those guys.
I hope that comic gets raped.
Hey, dude.
No.
What if it's a woman?
Topical.
Is it a woman?
Nah.
Okay, good.
See? Okay. Guy rape is okay.
Yeah, guy rape is fine.
Dude on dude.
So
talk
dude.
To you later. Dude on dude.
I want your butthole.
Anyways, listen. I think the Tito fight, look, man. For some reason, call me weird. I think Tito's arms are too short to be a fighter.
Too short?
I don't know. When he throws a punch, it looks like there's nothing behind it.
He's got in-shape infant body.
That's true.
Like if he was an in shape infant.
Here's the deal too. He
like in shape infant.
Fucking his last fight totally gassed out. Third round had
Tito Ortiz. That's a misconception about Tito Ortiz. That is Joe Rogan always says that. Oh, Tito's got cardio for days. Tito's got cardio for 10 minutes. Yeah. Anytime he goes into the third round, Tito Ortiz gasses like a fucking fat chick.
I train in Big Bear because of the altitude. You need to train on the moon then, because you've gotten used to Big Bear, because it's not working, dude. I'm watching him in the third. I'm like, wow. I almost wanted to go in and just be like, dude, I know how you feel. That's how I feel taking the subway, walking up the steps. It's like, and then fucking Forrest just fucking took off.
Well, that's the bullshit thing.
He got yelled at.
I saw Dana. Well, Rogan goes, Dana's following him on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, Dana called him back into the fucking
ring. He didn't call him back in. He goes, get the fuck back in the ring. That's what he said.
Yeah, he followed him.
He followed him and said, get the fuck back in the ring. That's why he went back.
Yeah.
Dana was pissed. First of all, I was in the press conference, by the way. Oh. What? I had my press pass right after the fight. What? I was eating fucking, they had mixed nuts and a ginger ale. Oh. I got for myself. That's free. Free with press passes. That's I was next hot. To the press. Go ahead.
I've had press passes 100 times.
To UFC?
To UFC.
Really?
Yes.
You?
I was at the Revel Casino.
I'll put a stop to that. I'll talk to Reed Havis and make sure that never happens again. Where were you?
Revel Casino in Atlantic City. UFC on FX 3.
What's it called?
UFC on FX.
No, what's the casino called? The Revel?
Revel Casino. Revel.
Sounds made up.
The Revel.
It's a brand new casino.
I was at, what's the one I was at? Oh, MGM. Yeah. Oh, that one.
Oh,
that one.
Never heard of
it.
Oh,
that's the one that you get like mixed nuts there.
Can I say something about this?
You get mixed nuts.
You know, the weigh-ins had more people than your Revel fight.
8,000, right?
8,000 people. It was the biggest everything for UFC. Biggest everything. Gate, everything. It blew all the records away. But I think when he took the mic away, I was a little pissed about that, but then I heard Tito at the press conference. Did you hear him?
Yeah, that was bad, dude. That was really bad.
We get it. Your heart and soul. You fight. Every question.
No, dude, I disagree with you, man. You can't fucking. Look.
Wow.
Oh. Tito came out. I was fucking fucked up.
What the fuck was that?
That was God.
Some black comic just gave me
some black
karma.
Comic was just imagining that I choked myself on my words. So fucking, no, dude. Tito came out and he said, hey, look, I did my first interview after my first win in the UFC with Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. I wanted my last interview in the fucking cage to be with Joe Rogan.
I get it.
He has every fucking right. Forrest Griffin doesn't need to be this fucking weird, trying to be funny guy. Fighters need to stop trying to be fucking funny, okay? Because it never works out. Even the guys who are funny, quote unquote funny.
Chael's funny.
Chael's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Rampage is funny.
Kind of.
He's funny.
Dude, I know he's funny. What you're saying, though. He's kind of. He's not really funny. He's not comic funny.
Look, what he did was. Chael's not comic funny. I get it. What he did was wrong. He came back in the room, took over on the last fight. I get it. But you know what? It was, you know, that. I mean, I was trying to be funny. I get it. You're absolutely right. He shouldn't have done that. But even in the press conference, he just kept repeating, I fight with my heart. I fight with my soul. And I, you know, it's like, oh, God, all right, stop repeating what you wrote.
Dude, but they don't, think about apparently, they don't make it to the third round with you.
Dude, think about it, dude. Somebody, like, it's your last fucking time on stage doing comedy, dude.
I fight with my heart and soul for 2 rounds. And then I fight
with my thumbs and earmuffs.
And then I mostly think about naps in the third.
Dude, his talking is the worst, too, dude. He can only talk for like 10 minutes, too. And then after that, total.
Yeah, he's not a good talker. I think that's it. He just says
he's a great kisser.
But I tell you
a big dick. You ever see Tito Ortiz's dick?
I did.
Oh, he's got a fucking solid.
How would I? Lewis is gay. Lewis is gay. Lewis is gay.
And he's Mexican, so I guess I'm not racist. All right, whatever.
I didn't even flinch when he said you saw a man's cock. Oh, of course you did.
Kelly, look that shit up. You'll be impressed with Tito Ortiz's heavy dick.
He might fight light heavy, but his dick sure is. If before this podcast you were like, guess three things.
Yeah.
One thing I would have guessed is Lewis bringing up cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I love Lewis.
What? Would have nailed it.
And Lewis is fucking here sitting there going, yeah, so what? That's why I love him. Yeah. He's like, I bring up cock.
Cock.
That's what I do.
I love it.
Yep.
Thank you, what? Lewis.
All right, that's another piece.
I mean, the freedom to be able to bring up cock when I choose.
Listen, right. We have some questions from the fans. Let's go to some of them, Kelly.
Do you want me to read out their Twitter names? Because they're pretty annoying.
Absolutely. All
right.
Well, look, don't read the legitimate ones.
Like Andre Johnson wants to know Lewis is so racist.
Well,
can we do it without your fucking Australian fucking nervous Nelly shit?
Okay, so we'll just do an American accent.
No,
then.
No,
you gotta
accent.
Do your Brooklyn Fargo, accent. Right?
Okay, my Brooklyn accent's like a man Brooklyn, like oh fuck you, but that's more Boston.
What?
I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
What that was?
I almost left the podcast. I almost wanted to go home because I was like, this isn't worth it.
You guys can't do Australian, so suck my dick.
All
right, let's go.
We can't do Australian.
Yes, I can. Charlie, my baby. I stopped watching Lost.
I know.
One of the greatest shows on TV because of your shit accent.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's go.
All right, so the first one's from CT Sales. This is a bit of a shitty one, but what was the energy like in the arena as Anderson and Chael were about to fight?
I got this one, Bobby.
You weren't there.
That's
well,
why.
I would like to. There's two different versions. At home, watching it, and being there. Seriously, because.
On the bed, passed out, and then. Live.
I tell you what, when I'm at home and the fights are starting, it's a different excitement, yeah. But it's still this like, what the fuck? And I've been alone and watching some of these fights.
I was alone watching the fight. I was jacking off.
That sounds hot, yeah. Dude.
Was it nuts?
I was like, my feet were going up and down.
Let me tell you, I actually get more excited to watch the actual fights on TV. More excited for the fights. Right. The experience is fucking unparalleled. The first time I went to a UFC was UFC 71, Chuck Liddell versus Rampage Jackson.
Pretty awesome. When he came right over from Pride.
And knocked out Chuck. That was the end of Chuck Liddell. Like, it was an unbelievable fight, dude. Fucking first time I was there, and when they turned the lights down and they play Bob O'Reilly, you know, that song, dude. And they have the montage with the fucking, just every time, you know, the bow, and they show the punches. Dude, you get goosebumps and your fucking heart almost stops, dude. And the lights go down. There's nothing like, it's like WrestleMania. I went to WrestleMania 11 when I was a kid, too. It was like that feeling. But the actual fights themselves, I get more excited to be able to be in on the action while watching them on TV.
I agree, dude. Watching fights on TV, on the pay-per-view, live, I'd have to say live. Watching the rerun or whatever a day later, it's just not the same. Not knowing that what's going to happen any second that you kind of already know. You know, it's watching them live on TV with Rogan and Goldie, and there's something about that is just like, fuck. When you're there, it's a little quiet. It's fucking quiet.
Yeah,
you're losing the sound. There's no sound bed. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you're watching it on TV, there's like a sound bed of you know, what's going on, and Rogan and Goldie and things that are happening. When you're there, it's fucking just the fighters fighting around, you know, 15,000 people just watching. And it's a weird vibe that's in the room. And when something big happens, rah! But you're right. There's nothing like being in the thing that sucks, too, about it now, too, when I went before 4 years ago, it was less, not as popular as now. Now, we had three fucking smoking hot whores in front of us. You know, some chicks who I don't even know if they care about the fights. I try to teach myself Taekwondo when I sneeze.
Right, you know,
the essence of Taekwondo.
You're like Lyoto Machida.
Count to seven in Japanese.
Cute as a button.
But
you see something, Goro.
I actually just put a spell on your spine.
You're gonna choke again.
It's definitely when you're there. Like, these girls were in front, and like you get better seats than fucking, you know, there's some fucking dude who drove from fucking Phoenix, you know, to be here, put his whole week's paycheck to buy, and you just twats because you have a vagina.
Some hot slag who's like, we're gonna go watch the boxing fights tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of
my boyfriend,
you know,
got us tickets. We should go. I don't think I want
to
go.
And you know what's even crazier, dude? When you go to Vegas, it's much different than when you go somewhere else. Because I've been to fights in Jersey, I've been to fights in Philly, I've been to fights in Montreal. Vegas.
You go to Vegas.
Yeah, or fancy boy.
That is the fucking town to see a fighting dude. Like, the blackjack tables are fucking UFC themed. Like, the whole
That's pretty
town.
Awesome.
Here's the deal, though.
Every pool party is like a UFC party.
Don't spill the beer, you fucking cunt. Wipe it up. Fucking Spanish, man. You do it every time you're here,
every
dude.
Time.
That's not true.
Wipe it up. Don't just not look. Look where you're.
How did you
look?
Look. It.
You're not looking. Look, put the beer down, you savage.
I'm looking. And why can't you be as racist as you want to be?
I said savage.
You said Spanish a minute ago.
I said, Robert, you're Spanish.
On behalf of Hammer Fisting, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Thank you. This is the good half of Hammer Fisting.
He's the diplomat.
He really is. Not the prettiest person part of
Hammer
Fisting.
I never say that.
But I like you. I think the energy in the room is definitely definitely fucking crazy. I've never felt anything like it. It's nuts. What are you checking? Your cancer?
Whoa.
What are you doing?
My armpit hurts.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, can we not look? Can you not?
Soder's having a stroke on the podcast.
He's checking his armpit. Are you okay?
Like yeah. Sister.
All right. Yeah. All right.
One,
don't
one
freak
too many
out.
Big impressions. You, you fucking.
Are you gonna smell your
you broke a rib.
Yeah, can you hold muscle. Off on your fucking last paranoia?
Time that, last time I did that, Andre the Giant, it blew something out.
Oh,
Dan is down.
So
the
listen,
voice
right, fucking shut the fuck up. Can we answer the question?
Bobby, you're in a bad mood today.
I'm not in a bad mood. Not. I'm in a great mood today.
Yeah. Okay.
Today was a great day.
I've seen bad
Bob
mood.
Kelly.
Can we not? Yeah, that's right.
I'm in a great mood. You're in just a fucking whipped up mood. All right. I brought you on the show to be an analyst. And to be an expert on the MA, MMA.
Expert
and you know what
anal.
You are? You're being an expert on quips, okay? All right? You're a little quippy today, and I don't like it. I like when I'm here. This is an...
All right, maybe... Oh,
what are you doing?
I'm doing the UFC song. Oh.
So listen, I... I am a little cunty today. I'm sorry. I apologize. Let's start over.
Let's answer let's the question.
Usually everyone's cheering and clapping and fucking smiling. Well, today we're just like we're staring at each other. No. Kelly hasn't said a word.
Well, here's the thing: is because we're trying.
Kelly's walking around with a giant number one.
Because
sign.
This is a fucking specific show about MMA, and it's turning into silliness.
No, it's
and there's a question that needs to be answered. Okay, this isn't hammer fisting. I like things run a certain fucking way here, and you keep trying to steer the ship into chaos.
That's right.
Been an hour with
follow
Mayer.
The rules, Lewis.
Yeah, you don't follow the rules. All right, now let's go. Another question.
Okay.
Fuck me, yeah. Really, Kelly? Oh, you fucking have
no,
one job
yes,
on this show.
Please.
You fucking. This is an
I
MMA show.
My glasses off because I
put them on.
Shut up.
It was
listen.
Like a spinning
back all right.
Face in the second round, right there.
All right.
Kelly looks like a stand-in ring girl.
Okay, so this is from I can never read it.
Kelly's the
Sherm.
No. She's the lady that teaches the ring girls yeah. to
you
walk around.
Walk. Smile. Wave. Kissy face at the camera.
Yeah. And then put your robe on when you sit down. I want that robe. Because
like
those seats are dirty.
On, okay.
I caught hepatitis one time.
And a kiss.
Yeah,
one
a kiss.
Time I sucked off Mark Kerr.
Okay. All right. This is a good
reference.
Mark that's Kerr. An old reference.
Old school.
I know right. You. I
that's
know.
Really cool. We're going to call Kelly the Smashing Machine from now on.
Yeah, the Smashing Machine.
I like it. I should have made a Mark Coleman reference.
Wow.
That's Mark Kerr, the Smashing
the hammer.
Machine.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. But
Kelly knows nothing about MMA. We know that, but you're here to help us with the questions.
And you're fucking it up.
What's the next question?
Shut up, idiot.
We only have two questions, and you're fucking them up.
I got like eight of them.
Smashing Machine, what's the next question?
What is Smashing Machine? You're going to tell me now.
It's a Mark Kerr documentary. It's a Mark Kerr documentary.
It's amazing.
It's also one
it's
who
a
has
one.
A lot of sex, so
yeah,
you're the Smashing
one.
Machine.
That's
yeah.
not me.
You're the Smashing
okay, it's from Sherm BJJ. He said UFC 148 question. Did Melvin Gillard, is it? Or Gillard?
Oh, Gillard.
Gillard. Really win, or are the judges incompetent when it comes to grappling?
Didn't watch the fight.
Ah, yep.
I think I was making sure he wasn't dying, so I don't remember.
No,
that
was on
fight.
The. That was on the. That was
guys. Why are you
that
here?
That was on the prelim.
Exactly.
Why
yeah.
are you two here?
Bob,
you're
about?
Supposed to be
Bob,
experts.
I was like, I think it was kind of promised to be like, you know, like another one where he was going to come out and just start throwing punches. And I yeah. think he got really cautious.
It did. And like, I watched that fight, and really yeah. from the beginning, I thought. Probably the judges were going to go Don Fry's way.
So it's just like, fuck you. You had me on the ropes.
Just to
Dan,
say
you
Don
me,
Fry.
You say Don Fry again.
Don Fry.
I'm going to fucking kill you. All right?
I stopped talking because I thought he really
right.
was.
No,
I'm
Bobby,
taking your bubble
Bobby,
maker away.
Bobby.
I'm taking
won't.
Your bubble maker
Bobby,
away.
Bobby, I won't. I'll refer to him from now on as the Predator.
I was second row for the fight, so I saw all
oh,
the fights.
Oh, sorry,
did Gillard come out cautious? I didn't watch the fight.
Why am I rolling this way? Am I fat on one side?
Yeah, dude. He was like, yeah. He didn't like go out like balls out.
Yeah,
like
but because that would happen. Because when he went out against Joe Lozon, he got stupid and he got fucking caught and he lost his title shot. That was his fucking last opportunity for a title shot. So fucking he came out and he was cautious. And he,
well, he said
be
that.
Cautious.
He said that. He all the pre-fight interviews, he was like, I fucked up with Lozon who's one of my favorite fighters, by the way. He fucked up and he got caught, and I think he was cautious. And it wasn't an exciting fight. It wasn't like, holy shit. I think that, you know, it could have went either way. Nobody really tried to take it, but whatever. You know?
Yeah, look, now, the truth is, dude, the guys who are winning at the top fucking level, yeah, lightweight, 170 pounds, those guys have to play it cautious until you get to those fucking big, big fights. Even in those big, big fights, dude, it's too stacked. You lose one fight at 170 or one fight at 155, that's it. You're at the back of the fucking pack. There's too many fucking guys. If Damn Thorpe blows one more bubble in my fucking face when I'm trying to talk about fighting, I'm going to choke him to fucking death. I swear to fucking God.
Hey.
Are you so angry, Lewis? Come on.
I don't know. That fucking that guy who complained about me on the show
really?
Made me feel.
Are you
actually,
still on that?
It's still, I'm
that
sorry.
Really, that really, man. That really.
That bugged me.
I'll read you what he said. You want
read
me to
read what he said right now.
All
right.
Hang on. Let me just go through the card here. Let's just talk a little MMA. I think, first of all, yeah, hang on. Let's go through this card here. Okay.
Look how disengaged Kelly
Kung
and Dan are.
What do you think?
Bubbles.
What do you think about the Kung Lee fight?
The Kung Lee fight. Dude. I loved how Cote looked like he got woken up by his roommates and he came down in his boxer briefs and tried fighting whoever woke
dude,
him up.
Here's the deal. I was on his balls, man. I was on Cote. I thought he was coming back and like he was out for a long time and this was his shot to prove himself. I was all excited and he fucking blew it, dude.
Here's what bugged me about Cote. He walked out to Too Legit to Quit.
Yeah, he did.
But he did the hand gesture too many times.
Oh.
He did a two and an L, and then he quit. He did the swipe away all the way into the fucking ring.
Well, that's just
and then he fucked it up a couple times.
He was doing the Dave Coulier. He was like, cut it out.
Oh.
Well, that's just because they just got that song. They just got that song in France.
Really?
Well, he's from Montreal, first of all.
Damn it.
And here's the thing, dude. Let me tell you something.
He blew it, dude.
Let me tell you something. People are on Patrick Cote's fucking dick. Look, he's a good-looking dude. I get that they wanted to make this guy fucking, like, marketable. The only reason he got a shot at 185 was because there was nobody else fucking there. That's really what it comes down to.
He stood up. He stood up and fought, though.
He
was taking a fucking pounding.
He was fine. He fucking stinks, though. At 185, there was nobody there. Now 185's changed a little bit. But you have to remember, 2 years ago, when Anderson Silva was just cleaning out the division, dude, he was fighting a lot of people that weren't fucking worthy of a title shot, dude. Patrick Cote stinks. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, his name? Who won the Ultimate Fighter? He fucking stinks.
Hang on. What are you saying? You think Cote's great?
No. My fight with Silva, he fucking stood in there and like he tried to fight him and he got injured in the fight, so he hurt his knee and then he's been out ever since.
Yeah. Okay.
But, dude, he tried though. Like, dude, like a lot of people like either quit or they just kind of or they get caught. He really tried. He was like trying to hit him the whole time.
If you watch it, but if you watch the fight, Kung Lee. He's got that like K1 kickboxing shit.
Yep.
He loves doing those spinning back kicks.
Right.
Loves doing that. And I feel like if Cote would have trained with Don Fry.
God damn it. Why?
I'm sorry.
I need someone to follow by the rules.
It's funny because I was leading it.
I know. Actually was listening to you.
Did Kung Lee
and you're just an
stinks.
Asshole. Why are you here? I'd rather have Kelly here. At least she's trying.
She won't make an awesome Don Fry reference.
I think
and she wouldn't, and we wouldn't have the
Go ahead.
The new nickname, the smashing machine.
That's a good nickname.
All right, Kelly, give us another question from the fans.
Okay,
the fans
I don't think
of the show.
They're really serious. How many combs did Sam lose to breaking his hair?
No, that's not serious, Kelly.
5 o'clock
that's
shadow.
Not, that, listen, stop. That's not real.
I know.
That's not a real MMA
well,
question. Kelly, that's not real.
I know.
So don't read those.
Okay.
I told you I want real questions. Go ahead. What's the other one? What are you fighting
5
over?
O'clock. What's going on, guys?
What are you two digging in for? Oh, Jesus Christ. I love that he's taking all the Heineken.
Did you try the Vegemite, Chris?
Oh, I can't stand it.
All right, listen. Go ahead, Kelly. What do you got?
Okay. CS Schroeder 75 says, is Damien Meow?
Damien Maya.
No. Please
stop.
Don't correct her anymore.
What
don't correct
say?
Her.
Meow?
Stop.
Oh,
meow. Hold on. Shit, dude.
Are you talking about Vanderlei Silva?
There we go.
I don't like it. I don't know what it is.
He's got cat face.
He looks like a cat.
Look at Vanderlei Silva's face.
You remember the cat people from the Stephen King movie?
He looks like Ron Perlman.
Sleepwalkers.
Yes. Google Ron Perlman in Beauty and the Beast.
You know who Ron Perlman
is. Then,
I know who he is.
Yeah. And then just do this in front of it. That's him.
What? We're on a radio show. This isn't fucking Ustream.
I wasn't doing it for the listeners. I was doing it for the band.
Well, read the question.
Anyway, he said, is Damien
is Damien Merrill?
This is just a mess. We need sunlight to do a podcast.
No, I like it.
Shut.
Do you like your new name?
Wait, what's his name though?
Smashing Machine.
Smashing Machine. What's his name?
Lewis, that is so funny.
Go ahead.
Speaking of Smashing Machine, where's Julian? Anyway.
Oh, we're going to get into that, too. Julian wants to fuck Kelly. Right. He wants to end on the contest.
And I am fucking shitting
I won't allow it.
Oh, we're going to talk about it. You're racist. Anyway, go.
No, I just don't want him pissing on my fucking co-host.
Yeah. First of all, no, he's not going to.
Third fucking assistant. I'm
dude,
sorry,
he's not
going to
piss on her, dude.
Dan just got mad. He thought I was talking about him.
No. The pissing was what I was like.
Oh, I thought you meant.
He's only going to piss on her if she wants it.
Oh, Dan, I thought you like pissing.
Ask the fucking question. Would you fucking sack Damien?
Okay, so is Damien meow? Is he big?
Is he a bitch for celebrating his win over Long Duck Dong?
Yes.
That was funny. Yeah,
Long Duck Dong?
Overdo it. Do you see
that's
it?
That's what he wrote.
He was kind of like, yes.
He got way too excited for ending a fight that was really lackluster. It was just so quick.
You can't.
It was an accident.
Dude, you can't fucking celebrate after a dude fucking gets injured in the middle of the ring. He didn't do anything.
Yeah,
he
sprawled.
He popped his rib out, dude.
That's it.
And then he was like, acting like he just won the fucking Olympics.
And if you watch the way that, when he took him down, when you watch the, I thought it was a broken neck at first. It was like,
Here's the deal, though. He did take him down, and he injured him.
Are you really celebrating off an injury, winning
off
an injury?
Look, he didn't know, first of all, he didn't know what he did. You're in a fight. He takes the guy, he slams him to the ground, and then all of a sudden he's going, I'm out. You don't know what you did. You know that you just slammed him, and he tapped out.
You know, here's what I agree with Bobby on. If there is an adrenaline dump there, you are going in there, and you fucking win. You put all this training in, you fucking lose your mind. I get it. I'm not gonna actually. You know what? I take my answer back.
I don't think
he's a bitch, but I do think once you get your bearings, you have to come out afterwards and say, "Hey, you know what? I shouldn't have celebrated."
But here's the thing:
I didn't actually do anything.
You don't have
that
opportunity to do that a couple days later.
Damien Meow can do whatever the fuck he wants.
You give me the okay sign with those big rape hands again. Not that rape is funny.
It's not. At all. Never.
You didn't see Chuck Liddell celebrate when Couture's eyelid got cut.
Well, first of all, stop trying to make references that don't exist, you loser. It's Vitor Belfort, and it's Couture's eye. Actually, you fucking loser.
You know what? I'm sorry. I misspoke. What happened misspoke. when Randy Couture got injured fighting Don the Predator Fry?
I hope you meet Don the Predator Fry.
So do I.
And he punches you in your face.
I hope he lifts me up on his shoulder like the father that I never had.
Can you give me a Diet Coke, sweetheart? Nobody asked if I want anything.
Hey, Bob.
Up top. Diet Coke. Yeah, that's no, I want the little baby one. I want the little baby one.
The asshole size Diet Coke.
No, that's a European size. That's what we should be drinking. Anyhow,
I've got one more question.
What more?
Yeah, what's up? Wait, save that question because I have something I want to ask.
Okay,
save that question,
sure.
Okay, baby?
Okay.
Did I just call her baby?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fucking Freudian slip.
All right, check this out.
Bobby's fucking Kelly. Bobby's fucking Kelly. Bobby's fucking Kelly.
No offense
to you either. Oh, my God. It's just a sloppy fucking. Smells like Dinty Moore beef stew down there.
It's me, the Smashing Machine.
Tons of arm meat everywhere.
Okay, can we talk about Mike Easton?
Perfect.
The incredulous Hulk.
Yeah, let's talk about his cock and the weigh-in.
Oh, the fucking
dude, he had a full hard on.
Did he really?
He had a
Hold on. Is it weird?
I had to hold Norton back in his seat.
Bobby, is it weird that when you said that, I got excited and shot bubbles like this? Really? I missed it. I didn't see the weigh-ins.
He came out. He took his pants off and he had a shirt on. He has a humongous dick. Everybody in the first 10 rows was like, what the fuck? He had a hard on. He had a fucking, his dick was half full.
They wear a cup, dude.
Half full. Not in the weigh-ins, you idiot.
Mark Easton.
That weighs something. Why are you going to wear a cup in the weigh-ins?
Can you pull up a picture of him in the weigh-ins?
Yeah.
I want to see it. I want to see it. First of all, dude.
Of course you do.
Is it like a scratch and sniff?
We should do a segment every week called Dicks in the News with Luis Gomez.
Can we counteract how gay this conversation is about to get? Did you guys see the Ronda Rousey, the cover of ESPN body issue? Dude, you know what, dude? Here's the thing. She's way sexier when she's got her clothes on, dude. She's almost like too in shape now, dude. She
it's
got like
Playboy thing.
It's
dude.
Like that. She has like the weird muscles that like hot dudes get. You know, like the lines that Bobby you used to have them when you were skinny, Bobby. The fucking lines that point down at your cock.
He called them something. Weren't they penis muscles?
What were they? You know those muscles? Lines right
here?
Yeah,
they're called the V dick muscle.
Yeah. Well, she has V dick muscles. Ronda Rousey in the ESPN body issue.
Dan, get off the fucking phone.
I'm trying to find Mike Easton's cock.
I'm doing that.
So
get off the phone and take over the podcast. I need you.
The podcast.
I need you.
Host.
Go.
And we're back. talking about
Lewis,
fighting.
Lewis, I agree. I don't think
Soder's like Soder's like fucking Garth and Wayne and Garth and that. And the one scene where Wayne could be in.
Did you ever see that episode of Twilight Zone?
If you want to.
Well, the question I was going to ask was not a UFC related question.
9 inches smashing machine. Nine inches.
You have a 9-inch dick?
I thought about Tinkle.
Wow.
Yeah.
I barely had half a 9-inch dick, dude. Yeah.
Dude, you have a.
Why do you think I'm so angry all the time? It's just
I thought it was your Game of Thrones face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
He looks like all the fucking brothers put into one.
That's right.
Tinkle looks like Greyjoy from Game of Thrones. He really does.
Wait, who's that guy?
Theon Greyjoy, the fucking one who kills a little, or who fakes killing the little kids.
Oh, really? That one?
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
You know what, dude?
It's
taking a long time to find this guy's dick.
Is there ever going to be, real quick, just as a casual fan, I'm not obviously not as big a fan as you guys. I was joking around because I've been watching the sport a long time, but I watch it.
Hypothetically, what would have happened if Chuck Liddell cut Randy Couture's eye?
Well, then it wouldn't have set up the infamous third rematch.
Okay, what were you going to
say? Is there going to be a fight in the next 5 years that even has half the hype as the Sonnen?
Yes. It has to be Anderson Silva versus John Jones or Anderson Silva versus GSP.
GSP, would one of those come up, though, at a catchweight?
No.
Is there going to be a title on the line? Listen to
me, GSP could come up to 185 easily.
Easily? Because I know Anderson could come up to 205 a lot easier.
He's done it before. Look, it's the same thing. Both those, there's not too much of a differentiation.
A Bones-Jones-Anderson fight, I think, is a lot more matched.
No, dude, I don't think at all.
Really?
Let me tell you something. I think, even with GSP's bad name. I think Anderson Silva would fucking kick John
Jones. I can't find
Jones's
his cock. I'm sorry.
It's huge, guys.
I can't find
just
it.
Just know that. It's
just
huge.
Know that Mike Easton's dick is huge.
Screensaver on his MacBook.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting. I just wasted 6 minutes trying to find a man's penis.
Well, I kind of got in my own groove.
Here's the deal. You did get in your groove. You're picking it up.
Hey, you're listening to Ted 60. It's the Herd.
Well, he was making a point about it. He was saying that Anderson Silva versus. He was saying Anderson versus John Jones is a more competitive fight, and I don't agree. Anderson Silva would fucking kick John Jones' head off his shoulders. I really, truly think that.
What the fuck did you just say?
He's way too good of a striker.
Say it again.
And John Jones loves to throw sloppy fucking strikes in every one of his fucking fights. He's huge, but that's all he's got, dude. Let me tell you something. I don't think that.
Let me tell you something, Bobby Kelly.
Let me tell you something, bro.
This weekend at the Akron Civic Center, when they put that cage on the ring, there's only one way out, and that's the top.
I'm also trying to find his cock. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. The only
Bobby hates.
I don't like people using the phone on the podcast.
I was only trying to find a guy's cock.
No, but if you find Lewis, unless you're trying to find a cock, you're fine.
As long as Lewis is happy, I'm happy.
Willow face is searching.
Every midget. He says I look like every midget.
Ah, shit, dude.
I love Tinkle.
Listen, dude. Game of Thrones.
I'll say Anarchy, maybe. Anarchy's all right.
Really, that's from Willow.
Tinkle really does have a leprechaun face.
This motherfucker.
I'm like the world's biggest midget.
He should be on a fucking big white wall.
Just sitting there, right, in the snow. Just waiting for shit to happen.
I met you. You know, you're in Trauma Sports.
Trauma Combat.
Oh, Trauma Combat.
Good friend of mine.
Who? Oh,
it's a friend of Chris's.
Yeah, one of my favorite people on the planet, T-Rex.
Yeah, T-Rex.
T-Rex is one of the funniest comics out there. Should be famous as a comedian. I don't know why he's
now
not.
He's famous as owning an MMA clothing
him
company.
Him and his wife own this club. I actually ran into him. I got my zombie shirt.
Oh, you finally got it.
He fucking hooked me up.
Oh, he gave you? Awesome.
Because he didn't give us anything. He didn't give you nothing?
Nothing.
No.
I got free shit.
We'll fucking talk off the air. Yeah, nice.
Really? Why we have to tell? He's a good friend of mine.
No, he's a friend of mine too. But he just didn't.
We shall stole this castle in the morning. Only the brick and the hot oil shall sort our armies.
Kelly, what's the last question?
I will take Winterfell.
Well, the last question isn't a UFC question, but I was curious about this one too.
How much does a 300-pound black man's dick hit? Dear the smashing machine, I shouldn't have put my name at the end. I should have just lifted his blank. Wobbly woo.
That's what I'm imagining her catchphrase is.
What is her catchphrase?
Wobbly woo.
Wobbly woo.
Why?
Why wobbly woo?
That's funny, dude. That's great.
Womanly room.
That's what she says when she comes.
Womanly room.
Don't stop. Wallowy woo. Here we go. All right. So, this is from Tyler Norkow, and he always writes into us. And a hammer fisting as well.
Tyler's a huge hammer fisting fan. He's a number one fan.
And he says, he goes, not really a UFC question, but what is the story behind Lewis punching Dan in the face a little while ago?
I don't remember ever punching Dan in the face.
I thought I heard a story about you guys just playing around.
We were playing around. We were both drunk. It was at Dublin House.
Up by Stand Up New York.
Dublin House.
Did we punch each other though? You
punched me.
Oh, all right.
You couldn't hang with my hand fighting and my superior positioning.
What, your hand fighting?
I had him in double underhooks. I was controlling his body.
Me and Soda are both like 30. We got kicked out of a bar for wrestling at a bar.
Yeah.
That's what happened at the end of the night.
You should. Calling it hand fighting.
Yeah, you should be kicked out of the fucking States. You should be kicked out. You should learn to live in fucking like the Amazon, swing from a tree like those motherfuckers with The Rock on The Rundown. Those Brazilian tree swingers. Hey,
now me and Dan,
no, give him enough rope.
I've never given him enough rope.
I really didn't. I have a I have a question from Facebook from Sarah Weddle. Do you know her?
No.
Sarah Weddle.
She a black comic?
I know.
Oh, she's a. You know her?
No.
She's very pretty. She's got, oh my God, lips.
Is that her right there?
Sarah Weddle.
She's got a Weddle
pussy.
She
is beautiful. And she asks, why is Dan Soda so attractive?
Ooh.
Why?
Why? Because he was born in a puddle?
No, let's let that one sit. No.
I don't even know what the fuck. I can't even not like that because I don't know what it means. What the fuck?
That's an old fucking Australian zinger. He was born in a puddle, eh?
Yeah.
That's how you
like the baby of a dingo in a lightning storm.
What'd you say?
You always describe Dan like he looked like he was being born in a puddle.
Wobbly room.
I remember things.
Wobbly
room.
Oh, wobbly
room. That's a stupid question. Why is he so attractive? What do you mean, why? We don't fucking know.
Let me tell you,
because my girlfriend actually says that Dan's attractive, and I don't.
A lot of girls do.
Dude, I don't.
A lot of girls.
Because physically, he looks like he's fucking.
He looks like
he's got a gyrating now.
Just
way,
did that so body roll. Are you fucking a dancer
Magic
from
Mike.
Living Color?
I think you said Magic.
He's got an oversized chin.
I think Dan looks like Vince D'Onofrio and Men in Black.
You guys
His face is sagging.
You guys have any shirts?
Oh,
it
fucking made me laugh.
So, Sarah Weddle, we don't know if he is attractive.
Dude, Sarah Weddle's a blind chick. She rides horses. Like the girl from The Mask.
I know he's talking about.
I want you to touch my face.
Yeah, it takes 20 minutes to go down your fucking head.
I want you to touch my face.
That was a great one. Good
Thank
for you,
you
mate.
Soda's she got a mask head.
Yeah, she tries to touch your face. Are you wearing a helmet?
hey, will the kid in the back take his mask off?
It's not a mask. That's how I was born. Do you have any sugar?
Wobbly Ray!
Wobbly
Ray!
All right, here we go. Here's Adam.
It took us a nice 40 minutes to warm up into this, but we are fucking rocking now.
Adam Chokadee, Sovabada.
Oh, yeah, that's another hammer fisting fan. Adam Garland is his real name.
Okay, Adam Garland wants to know, should Anderson Silva retire now?
Why? No, Adam, you're an idiot.
No. Oh,
Adam.
Well, hey.
So we have five people asking questions.
Go fucking.
Can you not kill, like.
Go smack your fucking self in the hand with a hammer because you deserve to be. That's retarded. Should Anderson Silva retire? No. He's got fucking. The winner. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Mark Munoz is a real fucking challenge for Anderson Silva. Hector Lombard, a real challenge for Anderson Silva.
Oh, fuck you, Hector Lombard.
Michael Bisping, maybe not a real challenge for Anderson Silva, but a super marketable fight for Anderson Silva. They've been trying to get that super marketable fight. They've been trying to make that fight happen for a long time. We have lots of fights for Anderson Silva beyond the fact that there's John Jones and GSP out there. So it's not like Anderson Silva has a lot left. And if you want, look, he could retire and his legacy stands, dude. He's the greatest fighter of all time. He has nothing to lose, but he should not retire when there's more fights out there and you could physically compete.
All right, that was Luis Gomez, our MMA correspondent. You're listening to Bobby and the Buddies in the Morning, 1080. You're right. Rochester sports star.
I think.
You think he should quit or no?
I don't think he should quit. Absolutely not. Here's the problem that people think Anderson should fight John Jones. It's like, look, why? They're stupid if they do. John Jones is dominating a fucking division. He's the champion. Nobody can beat him. Anderson is the same thing. They're making legacies. They're making money. And they're changing the sport because now you want that belt. People have to become better. People have to become as good as them. Fighters, their size and the way they are, have to step up and fucking go get it. We almost had someone figure out Anderson Silva. Chael Sonnen figured him out. Machida era, remember that? Oh my God. Someone figured him out and beat the fuck out of him.
Well, I agree.
Yeah,
the
next fight.
I definitely think, light, heavy, and middleweight are both like that. Someone's going to have to figure out, especially John Jones, how to get inside that. And Don Fry.
I was waiting for him to be like, fucking Don Fry's going to cut weight.
I'll never, ever.
Tinkle broke me because I was going real serious. He was like, no one's going to get inside John Jones. I look at Tinkle, and Tinkle knows what's coming.
I just want you to know that you'll never, ever be on an MMA podcast again.
I just want to let you know that I just created the second greatest catchphrase this show's ever had with
Wobbly Roo.
It's
pretty sweet.
Okay, when Don Fry comes out of retirement, what is this?
Yeah,
what is that?
That's my new slogan. When I'm gonna quit comedy and go in the WWE, and my catchphrase is gonna be strength, honor, and distance.
What's distance?
What is that from though?
That doesn't.
It does.
What is that from?
I made it up. That's my thing.
Who's saying it on there though?
That's my fan base. That's my fan base. Is I already have a fans and. They say it.
And that's going to be really loud.
Oh, that's a video of some chicks doing it.
Yeah.
Are they hot broads?
Are they hot?
Yeah, they're hot broads. Yeah, sure, you
hot
fucking
broads.
Weirdos.
Hot broads.
I think
that's, oh, they are, dude.
Bobby, I think that's good.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to catch on like, wobbly.
I don't think it's going to catch on like the Smashing Machine. So I don't think he should retire. He's at the top of his game.
Well, let me tell you something.
He looks great.
I do think there is something for these super fights. So look, we don't really get too many fucking super fights. When are we getting that champion versus champion? It doesn't happen.
What super fight are we going to have?
John Jones
versus Anderson Silva.
They won't fight each other. They know it's stupid because one will lose and one will fucking now. He destroys his legacy, throws everything out the fucking window.
It doesn't. Neither one of those guys have anything to lose about losing to the fucking one of the top two or top three.
Would you rather go undefeated as a champion in your reign and then fucking say I'm out? Or would you rather go and get your ass beat by somebody in a low weight class or a higher weight class and then have to fucking go, oh, fuck, I tainted my shit?
What about
a different super fight?
But
like, those legacies are solidified. What if we do like a Dominic Cruz Junior Dos Santos?
Yeah. I turned his mic off.
So predictable, dude.
I'm not letting you say Don Fry one more time.
I saw that shit.
You're not getting it in.
Oh,
by the way, he said Dominic Cruz versus Junior Dos Santos. They're like 120 pounds away from each other.
I know, that's why I said it. That's because it'd be funny if they
We
did
knew that,
that
he was going to Don Fry. We knew it was coming out.
That's why I threw a curveball.
Triple threat match.
That's exactly a curveball, man.
They should go back to UFC 1. No weight classes. Dominic Cruz, Junior Dos Santos.
Hey, what'd you think of the fight
Maybe
with
Don Fry?
Mendez.
What's up?
Squinty eyes.
Mendez when he knocked out Cody McKenzie, dude. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. I thought it was great. You know, I just real quick, I just want to say I interviewed Nate Diaz.
Oh my God, how was that?
Me and Norton. It was scary a little bit. You know what I mean?
He's a big fucker, right?
He's big, man. He's a fucking big boy.
Nate, you're talking about.
Nate Diaz is a big boy.
Dude, people understand it.
But a really fucking nice guy.
170 pounds or 155 pounds on a fighter is a lot fucking scarier than fucking 200 pounds on a fat fuck like us. You know what I'm saying? Like us sitting around, like Soto weighs 200 pounds. It's not a scary
50
build.
Pounds of that is his head.
Hey. And by the way,
and then 20 pounds of that lump under his armpit. I'm kidding, dude.
Dude, sometimes, like the head jokes I get, Don Fry would never make a
joke.
Wobbly Roo!
That's a good one. He snuck it in.
Dan's eyes have been squinty for the last 40 minutes with that one.
This is why the UFC is the fucking best thing in the world. The best thing in the fucking, the best company in the world is because they treat their fans. If you could have saw Dana White with every single fan signing, listening, talking, whatever the fuck they wanted, they got. That's crazy. You'll never see the president of NFL
Roger
or
Goodell.
Basketball or fucking
David Stern.
Baseball.
Bud Selig.
Wow.
NHL.
Women's soccer.
The Hoosier. I don't know.
But anyway,
if you would have said Don Fry, you would have actually had good
community timing.
It's
not fan fucking friendly. Wow. And yeah. I know I get that it's not, it's because it's not as big as those sports yet, but it's just fucking great to see. And they treated us great, but they also treated all these other fans like every fighter was fucking great to us.
The
and
UFC
hanging out, dude.
The UFC is being fucking it's being built during this social media fucking frenzy and the social media craze.
Wow.
So the UFC is the only one of these sports that are fucking literally saying, like, they're watching all this happen around them. Literally.
Let me tell you something, Bobby.
Don't let him say it. Don't let him say it, Bobby.
But no, seriously, dude. So they understand how important it is through social media and through all these different things to interact with the fans. And they get that all these old fucking fogies and all these other sports are losing out. Yeah, old fogies. It's a new generation of people, man. It's an MTV, fast-paced fucking...
jump cut.
Yeah,
it really
sense. Bungee
is,
jump.
It's an MTV
drink
them
out and do and get on a half pipe.
And Dana White and company understand this is why they give out Twitter bonuses to their fucking fighters, whoever has the most creative tweets, whoever builds their fan base the most.
I'll tell you who doesn't have a creative tweet. The guy that got in trouble for the rape van. True.
Yeah, fucking... what's his name? Fucking Hispanic guy. Come on, dude.
Don Fry.
He got fired and then got rehired. We just talked about this on
Hamilton. You're fired.
Miguel Torres, yeah.
Jesus Christ. But like the only...
I'm going delirious, dude.
Miguel Torres is... it's weird, too, because he was the fucking unbeatable champ, too, in WBC. He was just unfucking beatable.
And then the tiny dancer, fucking Benavidez, just broke his head open.
Something just happened where the fighters became different fighters.
You know what it is? The UFC absorbed WEC, and then those fucking guys who were almost full-time fighters became fucking full-time fighters, and the dudes who were that fucking good, they fucking swam, and the dudes who weren't that good sank. And a lot of dudes, like, look, Donald Cerrone, that was the best thing that could have fucking happened for him, dude. He's awesome, dude.
And he wears
awesome.
A cowboy hat all the time.
Yeah,
real cowboy.
What a douche. So
you don't like him?
No, I'm kidding. I like him. I think it's great.
He's great.
But fucking, no, you saw that a lot. And look, there's a lot of champions. Jose Aldo, Dominic Cruz.
I met Nogueira.
Which one?
Well, two of them. So
fucking the one worth meeting.
Did you have to lift up his shirt to see the tractor scar?
Is that from a tractor?
Yeah, he got ran over by a tractor.
Fucking yeah.
He got ran over, dude.
He got ran over.
Speaking of the mic, Trickle.
Trickle. That's Tinkle's nickname. Trickle.
I was thinking of Cole Trickle from Tom Cruise movie.
But yeah, dude, the WBC guys. Once they were absorbed.
Drop hammer, Trickle.
I'm eating ice cream right now. That was awesome. That was a good movie.
Once it was a good movie.
The UFC.
You have great hair.
Fuck everyone in this fucking room.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Once the UFC, what?
You give me Chris. On the roll.
You do have nice hair.
Come on. Tromba combat.
Tromba.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Trombo combat.
No, seriously, go.
It wasn't that great of a
just
point.
Just go. Once the UFC.
I'm just going to make the point again over and
once
over again.
Once you stop drinking all the beers and you make a point.
I use a lot of words.
Don Fry.
Look, I think this podcast is fucking over.
I'm delirious.
You're not you.
I've been up since fucking 7 a.m. I'm out of
so
it.
So I've been up since fucking
I was up
5.
I was up at fucking 4:45.
Dude, I woke up at 5.
Fucking I never went to sleep ever, dude.
I
fucking never been to sleep, kid. Fucking like an owl.
Wobbly roo.
I'm going to make you like an hour and fucking spin your head around.
You know who wouldn't do that? Don Fry.
This is when we need the bell.
I don't like that. That's fucking stupid shit. Don't just be annoying for no reason.
What's your favorite
I was going to write an email from a fake Don Fry.
Don Fry at Don
John Fry 423 at Yahoo. Hey, thanks for all the shout outs, Monster Boys. Fan of yours, too. Sincerely, Don the Predator Fry.
I think. What are you doing? Stop doing that. You're making noise. What? I can shut you off. I don't want to stop talking. I'll turn your mic off. Don't crank the... Go ahead, crank it back down. Yeah, and now leave.
John Fry wouldn't do that.
What are you doing today?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I'm tired.
Yeah, we're all tired. We're tired of BU saying Don Fry.
You just said it. I got you to say it.
What's up,
so what was your favorite fight live? Other than the main event, that's kind of obvious. But what was like the one
Well, it's
that-
not really obvious because the fight was over quick and it was over in a weird way. So that really wouldn't be my favorite fight. I would have to say I really like the Kung Lee fight.
Really?
I did. I like.
They didn't really mix it up in the first. They did in the second.
I thought Kung Lee fucking. I don't think this was the. Look, this was a great, you know, night of fights, but it wasn't as great as UFC 100.
No.
Wasn't as great as a Forrest against Rampage. For the title,
It was an average event with an average main event. It was fine. Dude,
it was set up to be a holy shit event, but people got injured. Because you remember, Faber was supposed to be on that.
That
would have been a fucking holy shit.
Let me tell you
fight.
Something. It didn't even matter to me. I had more fun that, even though I was passed out for half the fucking fights, I had more fun during that event just because it was
like
such a big
thing. Like your father for your birth.
It was that my father died. You come to me.
Yeah, whatever. His sister's dead too. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. Let's don't open that one back up. All right.
It's true.
I love UFC, man. It's great. Two fucking buzz kills. God damn it, dude.
So fuck it. No, dude. About fights. It was like, it was such a...
I bring you stories of combat.
Oh, good song, man.
Good.
It was such a big event, dude. It was such a long time in the making that just the excitement having everybody over my fucking house, dude. My air conditioner sucks, dude. So everyone was just pouring fucking sweat. It was, right. Dude... It was awful, but it was also the greatest
It was like every other
ever.
Puerto Rican's house in the fucking block.
Louis, you said
yeah,
you had
like a Kickstarter for Louis's air conditioner, if you guys want to
No, that's all right.
Help out.
You said you're going to invite me to the next fight. You invite me.
Kelly, I don't Louis? Respect you.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm kidding.
Gomez and Basque.
I would totally go.
What's his name? Gave me the feeling. And I felt like the black jokes got hacky after a point. There's the that's just the gist of it. Thanks for hearing my concerns.
What's
oh,
his
concerns.
Name?
He's
his
really
name is.
Where does he live? Where does his kids go to school?
His name is Kevin Hart. Little
Eddie Murphy.
His name is Eddie Murphy.
Richard Pryor.
What's his name?
His name is Arsenio Hall.
Why would you tell me his name?
His name. I'll tell you his name. His name is Sam Fry.
Sam Fry?
Don Fry.
Should I know that name?
The Predator. Don Fry.
Dude, Don Fry for real.
The fucking machine is in the house.
I'm here to fuck. It's the smashing machine. I can't wait to smash. Let me tell you, when I get in that bedroom, I'm going to get the old four corners of that bed. I'm going to do my sprawling brawl.
My ground and pound.
Hey.
When you get me in that bedroom, you better ground and pound. Because I'm the smashing machine.
Uh-huh. So all in all, I think, all right, right now, UFC 148. Out of 1 out of 10, what do you give it?
Oh, it was a 6 of an event.
Six,
it
really?
It was, look.
All right. That's all I wanted. Go ahead. 1 out of 10.
Oh, all right. I would say 7.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, you expand.
Tinkle also can't count. Tinkle can't count past 7 either, so.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that was a good one, man. No, dude, let him have his moment. He got me. Fair and square.
The smashing machine loved it.
What did you think about it?
I would give it probably a 7 as well.
Really?
Yeah. It lacked a lot of Don Fry for me.
God damn it.
Well,
we need
one.
The bell. We needed that bell.
You do one more, I'm throwing something at you. I swear to God.
I swear to God, I'm done.
I swear to God. I'm throwing a Coke at you. And you know I'll do it.
I know.
I will throw. This is half full. Okay. I'm throwing it at you fucking. You know, and you think I'm going to miss that head? You're out of your mind.
He can literally close his eyes and spin around 10 times, throw it, he'll still hit you in the chin. Thanks, Kelly.
That was a wordy way of saying big head. Anyways, so you really think it was a 6?
It was a fine event. It was a fine event. What do you mean? 10 is like fucking.
What UFC, was a 10? What was a 10 for you?
UFC 100 was a 10. UFC 71 was a 10.
Yeah.
Fucking, there was a few events out there that just, and also a lot of them are under the radar, dude. We didn't get to watch the UFC on Fuel tonight. That could be a 10.
I did.
Yeah. Do you watch? Don't say fucking
I recorded
shit.
It. Don't say nothing.
I watched all but the last two fights.
Okay.
Don't say anything.
And you know, I got to say, too, Joe Rogan is just fucking one of the nicest guys in the business. Really fucking just a
funny
really
shit.
Really funny, but a nice guy. He's real highly intelligent, too. He's very intelligent.
I met him in Montreal. He watched my set, and he fucking, like, watched my whole set, complimenting me, gave me pointers. It was fucking great.
Yeah,
dude.
He's a great guy, man. We actually, all of us, me, Norton, him, Anthony Cumia, we all went and saw Dice at the Riviera.
Is it awesome?
Well, the Riviera is one of the oldest on the Strip. The news Strip is one of the oldest casinos. Back in the day, they filled a lot of casino there. And it's upstairs in the room, the old room. It's like, you know, old Vegas, little round booths in the middle and a stage.
Comedy club right there.
It's not a club. It's a theater. It's a theater upstairs. There's a club there, but not that. It's the theater upstairs, which is way better. Old school Vegas. He fucking come. His sons have a band. They come out. They're playing. There was a girl.
Next
I forget her name.
Right?
She was actually really. We didn't get to see her, but I heard she was really funny. And then his band comes out. His son's band. They play a 3-piece. They rock it out. And then he just walks out at this fucking end. This crazy drum solo his kid does. And he goes into his act. And it was me, Rogan, Norton, Sam from the O&A show, Anthony. It was fucking hilarious. I've never seen him live. He comes out with, he looked like Big J with his shorts on, like shorts that go past your knees. And
Big J's on Fallon tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Comedy.
Oh, sorry. That's what you call it. I call it sarcastic. really? Anyways, I'm kidding. I love Big J. He fucking killed it. It was one of the funniest comedy sets. He's just out of his mind.
I just listened to Dice on Rogan's podcast. It was great, dude.
He's
just
fucking
listen to
great.
That whole fucking story of when Dice came up and how he started in Pips in Brooklyn. He didn't know what stand-up comedy was. Go listen to that fucking podcast. It's Dice and Max Silverstein, who's his son, on Rogan's podcast. Really interesting.
We had a fucking blast, man. It was unbelievable.
Did you meet Dice?
Yeah, we met him after. It's so funny. Jimmy used to open for him. Yeah. He's like, he's just Robert Kelly, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I go, can I take a picture with Bob? He's like, I don't know him. Why? I don't know him. Why would I do that? I don't know who he is. And then he goes, come here. And he put his arm around me. He goes, now I know him. Now we know each other. He's just fucking lunatic like that. He goes, now we're friends. Sincerely, his wife, everybody there. This weekend at the UFC was fucking hilarious. Yeah. I mean, one of the best weeks of my life. And then the Amy Schumer party we had that none of you were invited to. Thank God. Because you guys don't have the credits or the fucking ability on stage. But.
Oh. All right. Look, nobody left.
Job,
I love nobody
yourself.
Left at that.
I love
look what happens
asshole.
When you isolate the room.
I fucking isolate all of you. I don't give a shit.
I saw the pictures from that party.
I'll
I wasn't
fucking isolate
fucking
you cocksucker.
All of you?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? All of you?
Yeah, I'll say it like that. Go ahead, make fun of my voice. Go ahead. Fucking do it.
What a great audience.
It was me, Keith, Sherrod. I'll tell you the best part of the night.
That's awesome, man.
Sherrod, DeRosa, Anthony Cumia came, Ryan Hamilton, on the beach at Amy's house. There was a bunch of other people. The best, Keith Robinson, we was drunk, swimming in the fucking ocean, punching waves. It was a great day. Unbelievable time. The best part of the fucking day is around 9 o'clock at night. A lot of people left.
Yeah.
You told it this you episode. Told
us, yes. I'm telling them.
Okay.
And things happen.
Because everyone heard it yesterday.
Did Don Fry show up? And
he said it. Throw the Coke can at him.
You can tell if you want to, but.
I love that you guys just fucking caught me being an old cunt.
I remember. And then the eBay. Did I tell you the eBay?
Let me tell you about DeRosa. DeRosa buying shoes.
I don't know what that was.
Wobbly Roo!
She was trying to do a new accent. She's metamorphosed. I fucking.
There's my sensei. I'm like,
I don't like that you guys both ganged up on me. I don't like it. Get off your phones. Get the fuck off your phones.
I'm trying. I don't give a fuck. Vagina. All right, go ahead.
Go get him, Bobby.
This isn't
go
the fucking hammer fisting where you can pick up your phone.
I was looking at pictures of Wobbly Roos.
We're gonna wrap this up.
I have
you
to
guys.
Thank the donation people.
Okay, thank the donation people. We're gonna wrap this up. You guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, man.
Chris Tinkle. Yes. What's your I know his name. At Chris Tinkle.
You always
on
do
Twitter.
That when you forget somebody's name. You go, I know it. I'm just fucking with him.
No, I'm fucking Game of Thrones.
I don't think he is.
Game of Thrones fans.
Go ahead, Kelly. Read a name.
Oh, okay. Peter so Dinklage. People that donated money this for the last few weeks. We've got Kyle. Ah, these names are awful. Kyle Nomazwilik. He'll get it. He'll know it's him. He'll know it's him. And then Mark Miskell.
Oh, Jesus.
Then Heather Graves. And then Michael Francolino.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fucking hell.
Speed it up. We're going to go.
And
I promise Dan I'd get him out of here.
Pearson again. Clayton Pearson's done it.
Oh, Clayton
Pearson's
great.
He's a fucking
oh,
of course.
True fan.
True. He's true always fan. There.
We're
going to
send him something. Save
yeah, we
the,
should.
Get that bottle that Lewis is drinking out of. Lewis, sign that beer bottle.
I really
put
will.
Put your dick in that bottle.
So he could stop listening. Someone sent me a smashed bottle with Lewis's scribble on it.
That would be the joke, Dan, that it's worthless and it's stupid to have.
But I'm glad that you dissected the joke for everybody.
Yeah, therein lies the ha-ha. Anything else you want to do? Are you teaching classes?
What a great audience.
Here's the deal. You guys want to... we have the studio now. We want to start decorating it with stuff from you guys. Whatever the fuck it is. We don't care. Kelly, read the address that fans can send stuff to. If you want to send something to Kelly, you know, maybe one of those fucking Kegel exercise things to get a vagina back in order. From,
hey, what, my vagina's great.
It's the smashing
it's the
machine.
Asshole, that's a problem. All right. Oh.
This is what your vagina... When you wake up in the morning, you stretch, you crack, and then your pussy goes... That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like, Bobby. Anyway.
Hey. Oh. All right, go ahead.
All right, so the address is 676 A 9th Avenue.
Talking to the microphone, you're not.
I did. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Sounds good, doesn't
it,
when you're
everybody.
Talking.
Oh, hey. 676 A. 676 A 9th Avenue.
No, sexy, he said.
Look at Tinkle when you say it.
Right here, Tinkle, fuck us.
Tinkle, his ex-girlfriend was Australian, and he's still nursing a broken heart. He doesn't like me for it.
And
so.
She was really hot. Like ridiculously hot for Tinkle.
He was batting above his average.
Way above his average.
Way out of my league. Do me a favor by fucking me.
Do you sell insurance?
Oh, come on. You're better than that,
come
dude.
Come on. Gil,
I get it. I get
what
it.
Was it?
I get it, Geico. I get it. You're better than that, dude.
No, wasn't that.
What was the... All right. So what was the insurance thing?
I don't know. You look like my grandfather.
Oh, you suck so bad.
All right. So the address.
Sorry, you didn't like that one?
No, it's just it's kind of old school, man.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm old school, man.
I used to have really long fucking K-man hair, so that was like I had to cut it because of that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to cut your hair.
When I met you, I had long hair, and you called me like a fucking Viking god. You're like, dude, you look like a Viking. You should.
Yeah. I did.
Game you did not call you a god.
Yeah, I didn't. Did I say god?
I think I had the god part.
You had the god.
I'm poor self-image. Go ahead. Proceed, Kelly.
You look like a huge.
What if a
Viking?
Wolf just came in here right now and just stood over me? Game of Thrones. Nothing.
He's half asleep. Dan's half asleep.
Rubbly wee, rubbly wee. This podcast is fucking up and down.
I like it, man. So tired.
Yeah. Let's go. We got to get Dan out of here. I promised him out of here in an hour.
Why do you have to get out of here?
Because I just didn't want to do a fucking hour and a half.
Okay, so the address, everybody, is 676 A 9th Avenue, number 424. That's New York, New York, postcode 1 or zip code 10036.
That's if you guys want to send us some stuff. You can send Dan some stuff. Maybe those hot chicks who think Dan has a fucking smoking hot face wants to send him some shit.
Yeah. Some panties.
And then the shitty black comic from Dumbledore, Idaho.
He was actually from New York.
He's from New York City?
Yeah.
He's a New York comic. You said he wasn't a New York comic. That's a shit.
We didn't say any of that. You made that up in your own fucking drunk.
No, she said that he's not a New York comic.
Yeah, so you don't fucking attack him, you savage. Settle down. He just said, hey, man, it was a little weird. And you know what? We read it. Just go, you know what? Maybe I got a little out of control.
No, I didn't get out of control. I was fine. I met him at Gino. I get it. Gino's jokes are a little dated and probably stolen from Dustin Schaefer.
Man, were we quiet during that conversation?
Shit.
Ooh. Dan's awake. All right.
You guys. Lewis Gomez. What's your Twitter?
Lewis J. Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez. Go to hammerfisting.com at riotcast.com. Check out the best MMA hilarious podcast on the fucking internet.
The only funny MMA podcast out there. Fuck all the other ones.
Yes.
That's true.
The only one.
MMAjunkie.com.
The fastest growing MMA podcast out there right now. These guys are fucking rocking on the Riotcast.com. Make sure you check out Chris Tinkle and Luis J. Gomez on Hammer Fisting Podcast. And what do you got, Kelly?
Is this coming out this Monday?
I don't fucking know. Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm doing. Oh no, I can't remember the name. Give me a Twitter. Okay.
Dan, what do you have?
Twitter.
If you live in Montreal, Canada, I'll be. I'm doing Just for Laughs. Hey.
You're doing it again.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
CTV, a Canadian TV.
Oh, good. Man, thing. Have fun up there, brother.
Thanks. I'm hosting some shows, I think.
That's good, man. Good. I'm glad. Yeah, that's great.
I couldn't even get an audition. Anyway, good.
Dude,
I'm not bitter.
You're not the guy that's going to get the audition, Lewis. I wasn't the guy either. I'm your type of comic. I didn't get an audition from... They never picked me. Ever, okay? They pick guys like Dan. He's middle of the road. He's fucking hilarious.
He's corporate.
No, but he's not offending anybody. He's just telling really good jokes about stuff that they can take him and put him anywhere. They can just throw you on the nasty show. Same with me, dude. I had to get Torgasm before I fucking got any look at any of these festivals.
You didn't get New Faces?
No, I never did New Faces.
You did Aspen, though. You did Aspen.
I did Aspen.
That's so because there was two back then. They ain't no two this time.
Nobody liked me in Aspen. Okay, I did great at the Nasty Show. The Nasty Show got me in, and then I learned all the people in Montreal, and they're fucking great people. But you know, maybe someday you'll get there, dude. You know, something you'll do will get you up there, and you'll be able to do a show, and you'll be able to. It really is. Kelly, what do you got?
I want it to, but
no. Just follow me on Twitter.
All right, cool. And guys, I want you to remember. I want you guys to always remember the motto of the You Know What Dude podcast.
The motto?
Motto. It's the motto. It's...
Strength! Honor! Distance!
Don Fry!
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask...
Filming my face, don't stop. Filming my face, don't stop.